Project 101.5 Friday. Got the Sierra Club. John Books are in to tell you what's happening. I know there was a forum last night, and maybe we'll get a roundup on that, maybe on the back end.
I think that would be better because I can ramble on about energy.
Okay. So what's happening this weekend?
Well, hikes. Actually, we got a record this weekend. I think it may be in part due to the dicey weather. We're getting a pretty big storm here. So for the skiers amongst us, if Saturday and Sunday particularly look like a good day to hike up the mountain and get a last couple of runs in the fresh powder. And let's see, what we got happening hikes-wise.
Is that how they did it in the old days, before chairlifts?
Hike up?
You actually just hike up the mountain and ski back down?
Yeah. Or if you've got low budget, you know, if you can afford the gas, but that's about it. Go with your friends and save on gas and get up there. Sunday, moderate hike near Pilar. Miguel DeLuca is doing that one. NMCRClub.org has the details. And Chris is heading off to visit Dad here the next couple of weeks, so we're not going to do this. So for future reference, check out the website, NMCRClub.org, and we do have like two hikes a weekend happening, two or more, the next couple of weeks. So there's some interesting stuff going on. And then in a week, there's the river cleanup from 9 to 11. Kathleen is doing that one. So check out the website for that one. Then on various events, today is the Wolf Rally in Albuquerque. That's from 11:30 to 1:30 at the Fish and Wildlife Service Regional Office downtown Albuquerque. You might be able to catch a ride with some of the Wild Earth Guardians folks still if you have an interest, so give them a holler.
Did you hear they found a dead wolf? That was in the paper this morning.
Yeah. They'd found a dead pup recently along the road.
Is that what it was?
I think, yeah, one that got shot. So it was clear that somebody just spotted it along the road and went, bam.
Boo hiss.
Yeah. Bummer. That you know, it's like, it's not a lot of the, like, what is it? The big bad wolf. You know, we perpetuate with nursery rhymes this thing that's incorrect, so. But we're trying. And then a free screening of Revenge of the Electric Car. That is Tuesday here in Santa Fe at the Commons. NMCRClub.org will get you the details. That starts at 7:30. Nice opportunity. That's a sequel to Who Killed the Electric Car. And let's see, what else? Wednesday at the Northern New Mexico College in Española, there is a trap-free statewide forum. They're like it's a traveling road show about the benefits of not having public lands trapping. It's indiscriminate. It doesn't. There's not like a a sign on there saying bad critters only. It's like it.
Well, even if there was, I don't think it would do any good.
Most of the animals don't have most very of the good
most
skills
of them reading. Didn't pass reading class.
Yeah, we haven't got that figured out. So actually, we're trying to get the National Sierra Club to pass a ban on public lands trapping, and there's some of the hunting community supports that, but some of the hunting community does not. So it's in a bit of a flurry at the national level right now, actually considering the Sierra Club supporting the public lands trapping ban. So that's a biggie. Then it was tough for me to watch this PRC forum last night, because what the PRC does, it's the Public Regulatory Commission, and they regulate utilities, including like insurance, and there's some other kind of like funky things like the fire marshal that they regulate. Didn't get into that at all last night. But like in particular, utilities are important because the regulations under which utilities operate are determined by the PRC. And they've got, I think there's like what, five by PRC commissioners. And it's tough, a really tough job, because ideally you should have a legal background. You should have a degree in economics. You should have a degree in engineering, so you understand power production.
Who has time to get a degree in engineering and law?
All those things.
May I ask?
Yes, exactly. So, yeesh. And it's very political, because PRC, the goal of, say, PNM is to maximize profit for the shareholders. That's their number one thing, while they are producing power for their customers. And so, of course, any analysis that they do is going to be very focused on that. As a member of the public, my focus is on how do we maximize the benefit to the planet. If we're polluting the planet...
Well, the key in both cases is the word public. PNM is Public Service Company in Mexico. And it's the Public Regulatory Commission. We're the public,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. So
they both should be serving us.
Yeah,
you and
that's,
me.
That's it. Okay, let's elect you. Yeah, you got the right idea. So it's to me, the PRC then provides the regulatory framework in which PNM operates, and then PNM's goal in working with them is to make as much money as they can. So, for instance, to me, this didn't even come up last night, which was, if you have solar on your roof, that's going to minimize the transmission distance, because it just goes from your roof down to your, to your stove to cook your meal.
To my stereo.
Or to your stereo. Yeah, important stuff.
I cook
like
things on my stereo as well.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, that's a really... I have seen examples of stereos cooking eggs, such big amplifiers, they generate so much heat. And whereas PNM's goal, they're going to make more money if they stay very centralized and very much in control of the power. So I don't want to tell them, to go totally distributed. I think I think right now the goal is like 1.5% distributed power that they should be aiming for. And I think that should be more like, 15% in the next 10 years, and then, 50% in the next 25 years. But the goals are actually very much oriented towards allowing them to transition to solar, whether it be solar collectors or wind. The goal is to allow them to make that transition, to encourage them to make that transition, to still be in a position of making money. And
what's it going to take for them to change their mind? Do we need an apocalypse? Do we need the Mayan apocalypse in December?
I think it's just continued pressure from us. And one of the best ways, I think, is to get somebody, folks on the PRC who are actually truly out in the public interest.
Well, now tell me what you're real quickly, and if you don't want to say anything bad about somebody, I understand. My mom says don't say
bad things.
If you don't have something nice to say, don't say anything at all. But what was your kind of impression of candidates last night?
There was Brad Gallegos. He has a background in mortgage banking, and there's a lot of money rolling around, both in the PRC. They've got like a $250 a year budget or something like that. And then in PNM, it's, had a zero or two and how much money's rolling around in that. But I didn't quite see that as being a good fit. Valerio Espinosa has been the Santa Fe County Clerk for a number of years. Her background's mainly clerical. So I don't see how that... doesn't to me seem to be a good fit either. Daniel Mackey, he is a former PRC staffer. He was working with Ben Ray Lujan when Ben was at the PRC. He had some.
So he's got some experience.
He's got some experience. He also worked for Ben Ray in D.C. So and also on some energy related legislation that didn't pass. So he had some background. There was clearly some interest from other members of the audience in when we took a little break in the middle, and I was talking to a friend, and he had some considerable interest in Mr. Mackey. Virginia Vigil is also running. She's the fourth candidate for PRC District 3. She has been a county commissioner for a number of years. She has actually chaired that body. And she has a background as a lawyer, also as a teacher. She's raised three kids.
She's got a background as a lawyer. That was one of the requirements, you said.
It was, yeah.
Engineering, law.
And then
banking. What was the other one?
Well, herding chickens or cats or something, like, you know, like raising three kids is a bit like dealing with some of the entities here. At times they act a bit childish. So,
well, there is that. Okay, so your overall impression
My overall impression was, I think Virginia
V. Hill
presented herself quite well.
Looks like the gal for the job.
Yeah, all of the candidates had a tough time understanding the questions, and I think that's, you know,
what
is the challenge?
They had a hard time understanding questions related to the job they're applying for. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying. It's, well, like I said, if you've got the 5 degrees necessary to really do a stellar job.
There's no chance there's going to be a, you know, mysterious fifth candidate riding in on a white horse at the last minute because they've already done the filing, right? Deadline's come and gone.
It would need to be.
It's got to be one of these four or nobody.
It would need to be a write-in, and that's unlikely. I don't. You'd have to tell me when the last time we actually had a write-in candidate on anything in New Mexico win.
I don't know. I heard people used to write Mickey Mouse in for president in the 70s.
Yes.
He never did win, though.
No.
Okay, so the election's in June. These are the four candidates. Are we going to get to hear anything else from them or ask them any more questions?
Would not be surprised if the Democrat, these all four happen to be Democrats. The Democratic Party has been doing a number of forums. I would check out the Democratic Party of Santa Fe's website, and then we will ultimately likely be making an endorsement of this and many other races. We are in the process of finalizing a lot of our endorsements for other races, House, Senate, and you name it. Mm-hmm. So keep an eye on the political page of the website. It's over there on the upper right. There's a thing called political. And we'll be adding stuff gradually as we do more endorsements.
And the website is nmsierraclub.org. Don't forget. John, I'll catch you in a couple of weeks. Wait. Next week we're off. Then I'm off for a couple of weeks.
I thought you're off too. Yeah. So I thought it was starting next week.
No, that's right. Next week we're on, and then I'm off to visit my dad. So.
Okay. We'll have to check our calendars and make sure we're both on the same schedule.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Chris.
That's John Buxer from the Sierra Club, everybody.